This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a former presidential candidate, Alan Keyes, lives in Maryland and is running for the U.S. Senate in Illinois. If you want to run for the Senate, need you feel constrained by picky little considerations of geography and past personal history? We explain all in the explainer. But first, you can drive across this country at speeds up to 75 miles an hour. And that will take you from Washington, D.C. to California in a big hurry. But maybe it's better to stop and linger now and then and get a sense of your companions out there on the road. Day to Day's Noah Adams got a chance to talk with some folks on his recent trip here. This is a series this week called, Hey, How Many Miles You Got on That Thing?
Alex, the premise here is interesting vehicle, interesting conversation behind it and their life story. And the mileage is one way to do it. Another way to do it is to go up to people with dogs at the rest stops and just admire the dog a little bit. You could hear that great sound. So you say, what's the dog's name? Where are you from? Where are you going? And all of a sudden, you're into a real conversation. I got a chance to combine these two things, the mileage and the dog, at a big truck stop in Oklahoma. We were flying across there, going almost 80 miles an hour, getting drowsy, pulled off, and immediately saw a big purple truck and a big guy out walking a very small dog. What's your dog's name?
Ginger.
That's trucker Dave Fogelson. He's from Missouri. He says the truck is really his home. Ginger is just 14 weeks old, really cute, and I was impressed, but Dave Fogelson says he usually travels with cats. Now tell me how a cat keeps you company in a truck.
Same way they keep you company anywhere else. They have a personality, and you don't have to walk them, so, and you usually have a cat litter box, and pretty affectionate.
Well, how come you switched over to a dog?
Well, cat just starting to get up in the windshield a lot.
Oh, I see.
And Ginger won't do that, but she has chew toys and lots of water and food, and I'll take her out and let her walk about every hour or two.
Yeah.
And she lets me know when she's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to stop every hour with this dog.
I wonder what his company thinks about this. And by the way, his company knows where he is all the time. They got the electronic deal there.
Oh, yeah?
He has everything in his truck, including a bicycle, and he just ran down the list for us.
You have a computer right here in the center of your steering wheel.
That's a Qualcomm. It's instant communication between me and my company.
Uh-huh.
And I have XM radio. I have a cell phone, CD player. I got a full-size computer in the back there.
Wow. What do you listen to on XM radio? That's kind of a brand new thing.
It's been around for a couple years. I listen to American Right, which is conservative talk. I listen to Trucker Station, which is 24 hours talk and information for truckers. Then I listen to some jazz. I listen to some country. I listen to information radio, sometimes NASCAR.
So what's your advice for food when you're traveling? What do you do?
I cook.
You cook?
I have a microwave, a crock pot, and George Foreman grill.
This is a trucker who walks his dog every hour, and he cooks for himself.
And he cooks. He's kind of slowing down his career. He's going to retire at the end of this year. Too tough a business, he said. He's going to try woodworking. He'll build custom cabinets for trucks and deliver those out on the road.
Well, look, here's the big question. How many miles has he got on that thing?
I did not forget to ask.
985,800. Almost a million miles. I'll have a million miles out by Labor Day.
Wow. So, Noah, you're going to be back with another how many miles you got on that thing, but I don't know if you're going to beat that record a million miles.
We'll try. I have a story coming up on Thursday from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Well, have safe travels.
Here's Noah Adams on the road with how many miles you got on that thing. And watch eBay after September. You might be able to bid on an 18-wheeler with a million miles.